I think we've all heard the expression, a needle in a haystack. Well, Radioactive's Jalen Wheeler is that needle, and his world is like a haystack.
More information about customized care in the home,
oh,
nurse care management,
my alarm just went off.
Planning is online at soundoptions.com.
It's now 7 o'clock.
I've done this a million times. Wake up, get ready, and sit in the car.
Mom, eat you in the car. I know, I'm trying to eat this pancake.
At first, I hated getting up for school so early every day. Then it only made it worse that it took me an hour to get there. It would have been easier if it was 5 minutes away. The person who pushed me to do this was my mom.
I knew from the moment you were born that your path would be different from others.
She wanted it to be different from her own. She didn't get a chance to finish college because she had me.
In order for doors to open for you, I had to make drastic decisions.
I never thought of it like that. This struck me pretty hard. I wanted to talk to someone who knew what it was like for me. So I went to talk with Walter Jackson, the dean of students at my school, University Prep.
All right, so this story, the next story that I'm trying to do, is going to be about, the title is called Odd Man Out, and it's basically being the odd man out in a certain situation.
Mm-hmm. Where I grew up, there weren't a lot of black kids who felt like they could walk anywhere they want. They could go through any door they want. For me, growing up the way that I did and being around them and walking through those doors and going through different places, I was brought up to feel like, no, I mean, I've got just as much right to be here as anybody else. Now, once I'm there's all kinds of stuff I'm thinking or questioning. But I think that can be a pretty powerful thing. Because if you, I mean, you know, to answer your question in a long way, if you come up in a situation where you're around people who are just doing what they do, then there's a very good chance that you're going to follow that pattern too.
His path was a lot like mine. When I was in elementary school, I was in a class with all black kids. Then things changed, sixth grade at University Prep. I remember playing baseball and feeling super uncomfortable being the only black kid on the team. Kind of like Walter's experience playing tennis.
And I remember my dad and I still laugh about this, and it's been a long time. But the first time I went to the Mercer Island Racquet Club and played in a tournament, and people were coming up and asking my dad about me like they were at a zoo exhibit. I mean, it was like people would look so curious as they were looking, because I could see him talking to my dad, and there's glass there, but I could see him kind of looking at me like I was on display, and like, how did he end up playing tennis? Like, we're not allowed to play tennis? Or, well, huh, so how did he, does he play basketball too? And
it's not always about race. Everyone has been in an uncomfortable position at some point. Like some of my friends at school.
Where have you felt like out of place?
Next to a girl.
When's a time have you've ever felt like really weird or uncomfortable?
Right now.
No, it's not. It's a tape recorder.
Oh, okay.
I have a question for you guys.
Yeah.
When have you felt completely out of place or like uncomfortable in a situation?
First time I smoke weed.
Even though those were some funny situations, my friend Roberto told me about how he feels awkward being the only private school kid with his family friends.
He's a junior, and he said, oh, the book, The Giver, this is a hard book. We're reading in class, in English class. I remember that, wow, at my school, we read The Giver in seventh grade.
I can understand how Roberto feels. We all have different situations when we feel weird, odd, or uncomfortable. But these same situations can lead to so many different opportunities.
I mean, a kid who doesn't want to walk four blocks down the street into downtown because only white people go there. Or I had a couple of friends who were in sales who worked downtown, and I wanted to take kids in to sit and talk with them, to have that experience of sitting and talking with them. And one of the kids I remember saying to me, well, what are you trying to get? You know, get me to have a business job or something downtown? And I said, no, I just, you know, it's good to branch out and try to get different experiences. And you have just as much a right to go down there as anybody else. And he said, they don't even let black people wear suits and work downtown. And I thought, man, that's a 16-year-old kid saying that, who has lived in this town all of his life, and he really legitimately thought that they don't let black people wear suits and work downtown.
Everyone has different stories that they share, and these stories have different resolutions. To achieve what you truly want in life, you have to be pushed in situations you don't want to be in. This is a story of different people in my life doing the exact same thing, pushing boundaries and creating opportunity. For me, I'm going to college next year, and I don't know what's in my distant future. There were plenty of times when I wanted to quit at UPrep and go to the school 5 minutes away from my house. But the only thing I do know is, my life is defined by situations I've been in and the opportunities I've created for myself. That came from working to be different from others and striving to be the odd one out. For Radioactive, this is Jalen Wheeler.